The Queensland government will stop funding disability advocacy services by the end of the financial year without any commitment of more funding. If not funded, Queensland will be the only jurisdiction in Australia without a funding disability advocacy service. A new alliance called the Queensland Disability Advocacy Network is advocating for funding these services. I spoke with the CEO of HND Disability Advocacy Australia, Jeff Rowe, about the issue, and I started asking him what the alliance is about.
Look, the Queensland Disability Advocacy Alliance is a group of about a dozen organisations who have come together to raise our concerns with the Queensland Government and the broader Queensland community regarding the decision by the Queensland Government to discontinue funding of disability advocacy services in Queensland.
Why is disability advocacy critical and important in Queensland?
Look, I think disability advocacy is important, you know, right across Australia. Disability advocacy supports people, you know, some of the most vulnerable members of our community, to have their voice heard. So we're a resource for people with a disability to help them resolve issues, and those issues could be issues around housing, there could be issues around getting, you know, DSP, the disability support pension. Or it could be issues, regarding, you know, the NDIS and their ability to, you know, access and secure funding. It really is any area where, you know, a person's rights are being compromised is somewhere, you know, or is something that disability advocacy services can help them with.
Have you heard from the Queensland government about a reason of them to stop committing on this funding?
Yeah, look, the Alliance members had a meeting with Minister Crawford, the Disability Minister, about 2 weeks ago. And the government's been saying for a good while that it's not going to continue funding beyond June 2021. And I guess we met with the Minister to check whether that was still their thinking, and he confirmed that there has been no provision made in the budget for ongoing funding for, you know, the state-funded disability advocacy services. At the moment, over the years, the state's been spending about $4.9 million annually. Not a big spend, but a very important spend to ensure that the rights of people with a disability are upheld.
Now, without this funding, how would it affect Queenslanders with a disability?
I think the immediate effect will be that, you know, this amazing support resource that they have had access to for, you know, well over 20 years, will suddenly disappear. For some of the members of the Alliance, they're totally dependent on that state funding, so they will close their doors. For others, like my organisation, it's part of our business, but we'll have to stop providing that service. So what it means in real terms is that each year, the Alliance members have been delivering advocacy support to about 6,000 Queenslanders. That will stop. Last year, the Alliance delivered over 40,000 hours of disability advocacy. That will disappear. There are about 90 people across Queensland who are employed wholly or partly by those grant funds. Those people will become unemployed. So it's quite frustrating that we're dealing with a government who is talking jobs, 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 and the impact will be potentially up to 90 jobs will disappear. They're talking, you know, human rights, and to their credit, have introduced a Human Rights Act. But one of the mechanisms that support people to have their human rights respected and protected will be taken away totally. So it really is a significant impact for people with a disability, for their families, for their carers.
Queensland would be the only jurisdiction in Australia who will not have these disability advocacy services. What are your thoughts on that?
Look, that's very true. It's been an interesting ride with the NDIS coming in to play. I think there's been a view in a number of states and territories that, you know, the disability issue is solved and is resolved. But we know that there are about 900,000 people in Queensland who have a disability, and only 90,000 of that 900,000 will actually be eligible for and receive services under the NDIS.
Now, what will the Queensland Disability Advocacy Alliance do to keep lobbying the Queensland government to commit and funding these advocacy services?
We have set up a campaign, and we've set up a website, which is Stand With Us. So we're really encouraging people to sign up to the campaign. We've also been meeting with MPs and trying to talk to them about the importance of disability advocacy, and we're currently waiting to see whether our request to meet with the Premier and the Treasurer is answered.
That was CEO of Age and Disability Advocacy Australia, Jeff Rowe.